Majjhima Nikaya number 23, Vamaka Suttang, the discourse on the ant hill, translated from the Pali by Piyatan. Thus have I heard. At one time, the Blessed One was staying in Anathapindika's park in Jeta's Grove near Savatthi. Now at that time, the Venerable Kumara Kassapa was staying in Andavana, Blind Men's Forest. Then, when the night was far advanced, a certain deity of great beauty, illuminating the whole of Andavana, approached the Venerable Kumara Kassapa. Having approached the Venerable Kumara Kassapa, he stood at one side. Standing thus at one side, he said this to the Venerable Kumara Kassapa: "Bhikkhu, bhikkhu, this ant hill fumes by night and burns by day." Thus spoke the Brahmin. "Taking a knife, wise one, dig it up." The wise one, digging with the knife he had taken, saw a door bar. "A door bar, sir." Thus spoke the Brahmin. "Throw away the bar. Dig on with the knife you have taken, wise one." The wise one, digging with the knife he had taken, saw a toad. "A toad, sir." Thus spoke the Brahmin. "Throw away the toad. Dig on with the knife you have taken, wise one." The wise one, digging with the knife he had taken, saw a forked path. "A forked path, sir." Thus spoke the Brahmin. "Avoid the forked path. Dig on with the knife you have taken, wise one." The wise one, digging with the knife he had taken, saw a sieve. "A sieve, sir." Thus spoke the Brahmin. "Throw away the sieve. Dig on with the knife you have taken, wise one." The wise one, digging with the knife he had taken, saw a tortoise. "A tortoise, sir." Thus spoke the Brahmin. "Throw away the tortoise. Dig on with the knife you have taken, wise one." The wise one, digging with the knife he had taken, saw a butcher's knife and chopping block. "A butcher's knife and chopping block, sir." Thus spoke the Brahmin. "Throw away the butcher's knife and chopping block. Dig on with the knife you have taken, wise one." The wise one, digging with the knife he had taken, saw a piece of meat. "A piece of meat, sir." Thus spoke the Brahmin. "Throw away the piece of meat. Dig on with the knife you have taken, wise one." The wise one, digging with the knife he had taken, saw a naga serpent. "A naga serpent, sir." Thus spoke the Brahmin. "Let the naga be. Spite not the naga. Pay homage to the naga." These are the questions for you, Bhikkhu. Approach the Blessed One and ask him. As the Blessed One explains, so should you remember it. I see no one in this world with its devas, its maras, its brahmas, its ascetics and brahmins, this generation with its rulers and people, who would, resorting the mind, be able to answer these riddles, except for the Tathagata, or a Tathagata's disciples, or from having heard from either of them. The deity said this. Having said this, he vanished right there. Then, when the night has passed, the Venerable Kumara Kassapa approached the Blessed One, saluted him, and sat down at one side. Seated thus at one side, the Venerable Kumara Kassapa said this to the Blessed One, "Bhante, in the night, a certain deity of great beauty, illuminating the whole of Andavana, approached me. Having approached me, he stood at one side and said this to me, 'Bhikkhu, Bhikkhu, this anthill fumes by night and burns by day.' Thus spoke the Brahman. Having taken a knife, wise one, dig it up." The wise one, digging with the knife he had taken, saw a door bar. "A door bar, sir." Thus spoke the Brahman. "Throw away the bar. Dig on with the knife you have taken, wise one." The wise one, digging with the knife he had taken, saw a toad. "A toad, sir." Thus spoke the Brahman. "Throw away the toad. Dig on with the knife you have taken, wise one." The wise one, digging with the knife he had taken, saw a forked path. "A forked path, sir." Thus spoke the Brahman. "Avoid the forked path. Dig on with the knife you have taken, wise one." The wise one, digging with the knife he had taken, saw a sieve. "A sieve, sir." Thus spoke the Brahman. "Throw away the sieve. Dig on with the knife you have taken, wise one." The wise one, digging with the knife he had taken, saw a tortoise. "A tortoise, sir." Thus spoke the Brahman. "Throw away the tortoise. Dig on with the knife you have taken, wise one." The wise one, digging with the knife he had taken, saw a butcher's knife and chopping block. "A butcher's knife and chopping block, sir." Thus spoke the Brahman. "Throw away the butcher's knife and chopping block. Dig on with the knife you have taken, wise one." The wise one, digging with the knife he had taken, saw a piece of meat. "A piece of meat, sir." Thus spoke the Brahman. "Throw away the piece of meat. Dig on with the knife you have taken, wise one." The wise one, digging with the knife he had taken, saw a naga serpent. "A naga serpent, sir." Thus spoke the Brahman. "Let the naga be, spite not the naga. Pay homage to the naga." These are the questions for you, Bhikkhu. Approach the Blessed One and ask him. As the Blessed One explains, so should you remember it. The deity said this. Having said this, he disappeared right there. What now, Bhante, is the anthill? What is the knife? What is the door bar? What is the toad? What is the forked path? What is the sieve? What is the tortoise? What is the butcher's knife and chopping block? What is the piece of meat? What is the naga serpent? The Buddha's explanation. The anthill, Bhikkhu, this is a term for this body, composed of the four great elements, born from mother and father, nourished with rice and porridge, subject to inconstancy, rubbing, pressing, dissolution, and dispersion. Bhikkhu, what one thinks and ponders over by night on account of the day's actions, this is the fuming by night. Bhikkhu, what one undertakes in the day by body, speech, and mind, after thinking and pondering in the night, this is the burning by day. The Brahman, Bhikkhu, This is a term for the Tathagata, the Arahant, fully self-awakened. Wise one, Bhikkhu, this is a term for a monk who is a learner. The knife, Bhikkhu, this is a term for wisdom. Digging, Bhikkhu, this is a term for the assertion of effort. Door bar, Bhikkhu, this is a term for ignorance. Throw away the door bar. Abandon ignorance. Dig on with the knife that you have taken. This is the meaning. The toad, Bhikkhu, this is a term for anger and despair. Throw away the toad. Abandon anger and despair. Dig on with the knife you have taken. This is its meaning. The forked path, Bhikkhu, this is a term for doubt. Avoid the forked path. Abandon doubt. Dig on with the knife you have taken. This is its meaning. The sieve, Bhikkhus, this is a term for the five hindrances, that is to say, the mental hindrance of sense desire, the mental hindrance of ill will, the mental hindrance of sloth and torpor, the mental hindrance of restlessness and remorse, the mental hindrance of doubt. Throw away the sieve. Abandon the five hindrances. Dig on with the knife that you have taken. This is its meaning. The tortoise, Bhikkhu, this is a term for the five aggregates of clinging, that is to say, the aggregate of clinging that is form, the aggregate of clinging that is feeling, the aggregate of clinging that is perception, the aggregate of clinging that is formations, the aggregate of clinging that is consciousness. Throw away the tortoise. Abandon the five aggregates of clinging. Dig on with the knife that you have taken. This is its meaning. The butcher's knife and chopping block, Bhikkhu, this is a term for the five cords of sense pleasures, namely, forms cognizable by the eye that are wished for, desirable, agreeable, and pleasing, connected with sense desire, arousing lust. Sounds cognizable by the ear that are wished for, desirable, agreeable and pleasing, connected with sense desire, arousing lust. Smells cognizable by the nose that are wished for, desirable, agreeable and pleasing, connected with sense desire, arousing lust. Tastes cognizable by the tongue that are wished for, desirable, agreeable and pleasing, connected with sense desire, arousing lust, and touches cognizable by the body that are wished for, desirable, agreeable and pleasing, connected with sensual desire, arousing lust. Throw away the butcher's knife and chopping block. Abandon the five cords of sense pleasures. Dig on with the knife that you have taken. This is its meaning. The piece of meat, Bhikkhus, this is a term for delight and lust. Throw away the piece of meat. abandon delight and lust. Dig on with the knife that you have taken. This is its meaning. The Naga serpent, Bhikkhu. This is a term for the monk who is one with mental influxes destroyed. Let the Naga serpent be. Spite not the Naga serpent. Pay homage to the Naga serpent. This is its meaning. The Blessed One said this. The Venerable Kumara Kassapa, with a joyful mind, approved of the word of the Blessed One. End of Vamaka Suttang.